Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, you guys. I'm glad to be with you again. I wanted to talk to you about my album that I released, because I'm doing a series now on albums that I've done, the past few years. So the album that I'm doing is the Dub Knight Matter Part 2 that was released March, I think, early this year, 2021. It was like my sixth album, you know. I just add and add on. I would say that's a lot of pop, you know. It's a mixture. You know, I used to be, my roots were in rock and roll because I was such a rebellious and I had so much pain to write. I was like the black Kurt Cobain, to tell you the truth, but I had a pop side. I love to dance, as you saw in my videos. So it was a joy to do this album. How would I describe it? It's, if you were to pick all my albums, perhaps it's one of my most commercial. Just a mixture, a variety. Every one is a variety, but maybe it's about equal variety. So, you know, it has a lot, you know, like Outkast. Outkast was one of my first recordings I recorded. It was about feeling alienated by society. So I start off with a sad rock song. Then it goes into, you know, the song, because I used to write like real songs about rebellion and really deep stuff. You know, some people consider it sad and meaningful. I was not trying to be sad. I was just telling like it is, you know. Unique is actually a positive record. A lot of people classify me as so unique vocally and musically. You know, it's great to be a unique person. There's also a downside to being unique because I found myself not fitting into the status quo of certain things and being judged as too way out with in the society. And it was hard at first, but through the realization of knowledge about life, it was great to be who I am and not to be a shallow or a limited person. I would say, in my opinion, someone who doesn't have themselves. So I'm truly very much who I am. I don't think I'm that unique, really. I'm typical like other people in a lot of ways. I have my, you know, but I have a side that was exposed, and people's projections on me were that I was too odd or whatever. And it was coincide with the Hollywood industry when I first came out here. And I had my own style, and it didn't you know, while it was just a little dent in the, you know, in the screen as far as the judgment, and not seen as taken seriously by some people in the record industry, I took it as I learned to take myself and my stance as a good thing, that it was good to create, because it's great to be unique. And the truth is, everybody on this planet has something that makes them unique from one another. We all are really, truly are uniquely who we are. That is the truth. That has been shown to be the truth. There's something about each one of us is unique. It's just that society, you know, the way society projects things is that we have to be a certain way and a certain size and a certain shape. You know, being an artist, you know, I wasn't all that skinny. And then I had my own, I had a nerdy side, and that wasn't a typical pop singer. You know, somebody said, or, you know, especially my size, my weight, they're like, you don't look like a lead singer, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't listen to that shallow or that prejudice, you know, being judged by weight or size or by my economic status or employment status, because that shouldn't matter whether I have the talent or the ambitions to be in the industry. And when people say, oh, you should can't do that because you ain't well or whatever, that's just ignorance. And the ignorance came my way. And one of the reasons why I go through a lot of stuff is because of people's ignorance about life in general and about dealing with strangers and people. Because, you know, because there's all types of people on this planet. And that's why we are all truly who we are, unique. And it's great to be unique, because unique brings new things. I try to put some inventiveness in my music, because when I write music, I try to add something new or something different about it, whether it's the lyrics or how the song is, something different. And that's why I love to create. So despite the judgment calls, it's good to be who I am. Because being authentic is better than to be shallow. And that's what I learned when I wrote Unique. But there are other songs on the album. It ain't just rock. It definitely ain't. As you know, some of you heard those songs that I made, you know. Because I'm a pop singer. I consider myself more now a pop singer. I truly do. If you listen to it, you know, at Spotify, Deezer, you can listen to it on iHeartRadio. You know, you can go to iHeartRadio, you can listen to it for free if you have a computer. You can listen to iHeart, you can listen to every one of them. Over You, I have my own unique, you know, vocally, I sing it differently, unique, in a unique way, which is a good, in my opinion, for how I felt about it. You know, I'm Over You was about, or relationships that I had a long time ago that, you know, reality check that it wasn't the right relationship to be with. And that's with anything, you know. The song is about whether it's a friendship, relationship, whatever type of relationship. If it's negative, you know, you have to be over it. You have to get rid of it and move on. And that's what it's about. It's about feeling good and finding that there are other people to be with. The other stance about I'm over you is that, you know, the rejection. You know, I was rejected for who I am. I was rejected, and it was painful, especially being with somebody that I knew for a very long time. It wasn't something like, you know, I was with this person for 2 years, but I actually knew them longer. It was like 10 years. And, yes, it was that situation, almost 10 years. So it was hard to let that go. So that's why it was so painful. And we ended it around my birthday, which was so painful. So, but then I realized, you know, things happen for a reason. It was dysfunctional at the time. And both sides play a part in why it, you know, we both, you know, the relationship just didn't work out. And to realize that other people and other situations to go to that are more healthier. So with rejection, this person rejected me, but I had to let it go. I had to let them go, you know, because I had to love myself. I had to move on. And if I love them, I have to set them free to be with whoever they want. I can't make somebody else love me. So that's the important thing about boundaries, you know. It's painful if you get rejected in matters of love or friendship or someone you know, or maybe it's even family. But if they don't like you or want to be around you, you have to let them go. There are other people to be with. You can't make someone else love you, and that's what I learned. I couldn't make someone else like me. And that includes my music or includes with situations. So I'm over you is that's what the song is about. Then there was another song. This song I made not too recently. I love. But, you know, it's about wanting to meet somebody, you know, be with the right person. It was a joy to make.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Yeah, I wanted to reiterate, I really want to get to know you. It was such a joy, especially to make. And I want to tell everybody, I'm not the only one who wrote these songs. It was another person. And it's a good, you know, it's great to sing it, but with this song, with everyone, it was improvised. You know, you just made it on the spot. But we really made it. Making this song was not expected. I actually was intending to do a cover. I won't name it. And maybe I named it before. But a cover or somebody's song, I was going to try to do a cover. And at the last minute we did, I Really Want to Get to Know You. We just went in the studio and just did it. I want to thank the other songwriter, Dave. So, he really is, you know, he's a genius musician, songwriter. It was both of us who wrote it, so I give credit to him, as well as credit to me. You know, it's a 50-50 thing. Writing with another person was a learning process I learned when I was younger. not just with in a recording studio, but also with musicians like bands and stuff. It's great. It's like more people involved in making the song. You know, we help with the lyrics and help with the music. With Dave, I think I'm a lot. You know, we both help with each part of the lyrics and music, but I'm a lot more involved with the lyrics. But I definitely have ideas and get involved with the music. I mean, for me, I have to sit and play my keyboard and I make up a improvise a new song. But I really want to get to know you. We just did that right there. It was unexpected. So to do that, and it was a great song to make. So I hope you like it. You can look at it on iHeart, Deezer, iTunes, and so on. Because I'm really an artist, you know. That's why I came to LA, you know. That's what I'm all about. It's really what is my heart and soul. It's just that I kept doing it because I have this such desire to create. I don't know. And then I thought, maybe I'm making a fool out of myself and I should stop. I don't know, you know. And then when I want to stop, I can't because the creative juice just come out, you know, something inspired. Because I get inspired by something. My songwriting comes from either, you know, inspiration, fantasy, as well as real life experiences, and I combine both, or just real life situations, because I love to look at my life and write about it, or I take something that I get inspired by. Now, the fantasy side can actually come from real life situations, not just my life, but also with other people that I come across. So I take what I see, because it's really looking at it and then create something from it. Sometimes I could be just at the bus stop and I'd be listening to my CD player, and then after I take my CD player off, this whole melody comes in my head because it's music in my ears, and it's a whole new melody. Or I look at something around me, and I get so inspired instantaneously, just right on the spot. And I have to go and sing out the lyrics. Now, today I had a bad day because one reason why I had a bad day is that I couldn't sing out those melodies. The melody is what, you know, the voice just comes up. I couldn't even create a melody. So when I don't create a melody, then the voice is going to be off. So that's part of why singing and songwriting goes hand in hand for me, because it's just one or the other. It goes both ways. Both together. I think songwriting is just as important as singing because it's part of the process. Maybe more important in some instances because it's creating the whole dynamic of the music and the lyrics. The lyrics that the singer sings and the music that goes along with it is so important. The next one that I'm doing is, okay. Now, you heard this one before. I really is such a great song I made. You know, it's one of, you know, so positive. It's just want to fall in love with somebody, want to be with somebody. It really, maybe the special thing about making I Really with Dave, I was going through some heart crisis at the time. And I was had something on my mind, so when I went and recorded it, it came out just right. So it was great to do. You know, the techno and everything is such a great song. That's all I'm going to say about it, really. You heard it before. I apologize. I tripped my laptop on the ground, so there we go. But I really was such a great song. So I'm going to leave it there. You hear it. Hear it on iHeart. I wanted to just tell you, you know, just keep an open mind, you know. Just listen to it one time. That's all. It is up to you, I know, but just listen to it one time. Keep an open mind. Go to iHeart, Deezer, iTunes, and see if you like it. The Death Night Matter Part 2. What? People probably wonder why I named it. Well, Death Night Matters, you know. I was inspired just by Death Night Matter Part 2. It was just like matters related to me were so important at the time when I released it. I had so many issues going on. I was told and I was given vibes and stuff and verbal stuff that I didn't matter as a person. I was put down, I was so on. And I thought the response to the critics is that I do matter, you know, everybody matters. So Death Night Matters Part 2. So that's my thing. It's a positive vibe. So that's why I named it the Death Night Matter Part 2. Because, you know, my life matters. I'm important, you know, as a human being. So, the next song is... Now, there's a story with this song, which you've probably heard so many times. I'll talk about it again. You know, the phase, and it's still part of me, but I am now a pop singer, but I will sing rock. You know, I love rock and roll. Rock and roll will always be a part of my roots. So when I made it, when I done it in a studio, I was with a friend and we were joking around. I had tea when I done it. And we were talking about it. He was a songwriter. I won't name his name. No, and he didn't help me with the song. I was just in there with, you know, another songwriter who was working on it, Dave. And we were working on it. We were joking around. It was a summertime, and we were having fun. And we were just, I was just writing, and I'm drinking tea and eating, I was eating fruit, I remember, and I was drinking tea with lemon. So it was a great time. When I finished it, you know, it was just another song. And then it was released on the compilation. And it got all around L.A. that year. You know, I had to pay a lot of money put in a compilation. It got all around L.A. with that song. And it got to a major radio station, a rock station, who loved that song. You know, it was like, wow, they called me. They called my number. and they wanted to put me on that major radio station. So they wanted me to send more songs. So I said, okay, because I was performing in West Hollywood periodically. I was actually performing a lot. I was going over there a lot, and I was on stage, open mics and doing things, you know. And then I sent them two more songs. They didn't call me back. You know, it was really shocking. I tried to contact them, but they didn't want to play. I guess they didn't tell me anything else. They didn't call me back. So I was like really hurt by that situation, because they said they were going to put my song on and they were going to contact me. Because that song was all over L.A. A lot of DJs had it. A lot of people in the industry, the rock industry, had that compilation and that song. It was all over L.A. So, you know, it was painful. But I got over it real quickly, because that was my dream. And to this day, I can't hardly even listen to that radio station because they didn't play it. But somebody told me I had to let it go. And you know what? I am going to let it go. Because, you know, just move on and not take it seriously with what happened. Now it's like, yeah, have a good, positive mind. But that is the struggle of trying to make it in the industry. Because I received so many rejections. But in spite of it all, I continue to create because I know I got the talent. Because that song is about love. But you also can see the song in a little video that was inspired by a little movie somebody made. I don't want to get into that. But you see me in a gown. And that was in part of the little movie. It was I don't know what kind of movie it is. I don't know if it's still out there. But I have fun. You see me dancing and, you know, acting silly. And you can see it on YouTube. I did get a lot of people looking at me on that video. I had a little gown on, and I had a lot of fun. So forever has some history for me. And then there's the next one. Here's the next one. This song, you know, it's just fun. You know, it's just like it was a joy to do. That is why I Fell in Love with You was so fun to do. It was one of my first songs for pop and recording. It was such a joy. I was entry into pop, I would say, because I was into this pop. You know, pop, just, I love pop. So, the inspiration, I just love to dance with pop. It was great to make that song. Ideas was great. It was fun to do. It really was. And the next one is, okay, This, let me tell you about what this song is. Sorry, I played the wrong song. So, and that, you know, I played the wrong song. So I apologize for you, for that. It was, you know, that's forever. I, you know, here's the song.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright.
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Again, I want to say that's not negative. When people see hear me say tragedy is not what I am, it's negative. No, it's not. It's about overcoming struggles. You know, when I written the song, I was at a period of climax over a long period of time out in L.A. And I was looking in the direction of where I was going to go. Because, you know, the struggles of singing and making recordings and trying to get it out to get to people to listen was taking a toll. And I knew that in hearing about a meeting, I met a lot of other artists like me. I was inspired by them, and they were inspired by me. I met a lot of actors and musicians and singers, and I met so many artists over a long period of time, and, you know, sporadically. And I heard some horror stories about some what happened to some of them. So I didn't want to end up like that. I wanted to be positive that everything's going to be okay. Because some of these people, acquaintances that I met, they gave up or killed themselves or got on drugs because they didn't see their dreams come true in Hollywood. Some did desperate things, and I was not going to do that. You know, I was going to say, you know, so I got inspired by that. And also my own struggles to make it. So it's like, I am not going to end up as a broken dreamer or a tragedy. Tragedy is not what I am. So that's why I've written this song. It's just like being positive, you know. I talk about school, struggles in school, because I was in school at the time. It was a long time. I mean, last time I was in school was, at that time, was high school. I got my high school diploma. I went into college, and I dropped out. I was forced out of college, and I came to Hollywood, and I was working on music. And I struggled, you know. So I talked about the struggles when I was in college, a long period, because I've been out of school for a long time. I was just doing music and going to West L.A., going to the clubs in West L.A. and the San Fernando Valley. I was performing. And also, you know, people that I came across. You know, I came across a bad experience with someone who was a substance abuser. So I've written about that. But the overall point of the song was just that everything. I'm a winner. I'm going to be okay, you know, in spite of what's going on. You know, I came out here for that dream. But observation with other people that I was acquaintances, I met them and saw what happened to them. And I'm like, that's not going to happen to me. You know, I'm not going to kill myself or do anything negative. I'm going to be positive. Everything's going to be okay. You know, life is too short. So that's why I wrote Tragedy Is Not What I Am. I hope I ain't being negative, but it's just a story about it. The next one is a pop song that I added on. You know, and that's called I Want You. I Want You is a pop song. I love to write pop songs. I really do, just like I wrote a lot of rock songs. I Want You is about wishing to be fall in love with my soulmate, you know, wishing to fall in love with the right person that I haven't seen. You know, I was alone and I wanted to hopefully one day meet the right person. I Want You. So that's the name of it. Kind of like a desperate feeling of wanting to be with somebody, get married or so on. That's what it was about. Now, I Want You, it was truly a great song. I wrote it at a time, I just wanted to experiment with pop, and because I love pop. Vocally, you hear me go up in those high, pitch voice, up in those, and that was just, I guess I sang it in my own unique way, which was so great. It was just a period of time, not too long ago, where I was just, I like to experiment not just with music, but also with my voice, which I love. I Want You, I made, and I did two versions of it, actually. I didn't release the other version. Maybe I will. I don't know. The other one sounds different. But it's great. It's about love. If you like love songs, you got a pop ballad called I Want You. And that is the Dove Night Matter Part 2 that was the hits that was released this past March. And you know what? The Dove Night Matter Part 2 is there. It's a mixture of pop. It's a mixture. Got some rock songs, too. I've written so many songs, so I was involved in all the songwriting on every one of them, which was so great. The singing part was great. The performing those songs, because I performed those songs in front of people, was great. The songwriting side was so just an inspiration. And I have to say that it was two people involved. I was not the only one. Two musicians, me and Dave. And I have to give credit and due to, when we come up with a melody, come up with a lyric, that's who wrote it. It was great to make these songs. And in my lifetime, I made so many songs. So I will be talking to you another time. And thank you for listening. Whoever is listening to me on this podcast, I enjoyed it. If you have any questions about what I say about my songs, my songwriting, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. Also, it's great. You know, I've been doing this such long, and it's not just a dream, but it's also part of who I am. Being a creator, I've been a creator all my life. Started off drawing pictures, and I went into music as a teenager. Music was so unexpected to sing and create music. It just, it was like a tornado that just, a sudden tornado that just came about in my childhood that just took me down that path. It was unexpected, but it was a great thing. I think life experiences played a big role. It's kind of like a volcano that just exploded and just led me to situations and places that I never expected or foreseen. It was not foreseeable. I would just say that when I, you know, if I looked at myself when I was a little child, 13 or 14, I would never imagine myself trying to be a musician going to L.A. Never. But I was an artist at the time, but I was having a lot of problems, which the creative side of doing artistic, you know, projects and being involved in music helped me cope. And I guess perhaps during a little period that I didn't do any creativity. So the trauma was so severe that in order for me to cope, I turned to singing or I turned to writing a song. So that's how I cope with what was going on. And it led me down to L.A. And I was like, I'm in L.A. I'm trying to be a singer. It just happened when I was a teenager, and it really just went down that path. They said that music, especially rock and roll, attract people who have something to say or went through a lot, or people who felt like they were not accepted by the system, or people felt, or outcasts, or rebels, or people who just have to have something to say to deal with what they're going through. And I guess I was one of them. It just drew me in. I don't know what happened, but it was a great thing to be a creator. On the other side of the coin, it is a very difficult life to be a creator too. The struggles and so on, which I experienced in my lifetime, how it's very hard to be a creator. But the real joy of being a creator is making the music. And thank you for listening, and I will come back to you with another album I made and talk about the same songs, maybe in a different way, or it will be brief because you already heard a brief story about some of them. And good day, good night from Dub Night.